Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 16, 19 to 31. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to sit beside Abraham at the heavenly banquet. The rich man also died and was buried, and he went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, 'Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames.' But Abraham said to him, 'Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there.' And the rich man said, 'Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them, so they don't end up in this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read what they wrote.' The rich man replied, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God.' But Abraham said, 'If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.'" My theme for reflection is when wealth blinds and love sees. When wealth blinds and love sees. I once watched a toddler clutch a fistful of seashells at the beach, so determined to keep them all that she could not open her hands to collect any more. One by one, they slipped through her grip and dropped into the sand, yet she still clenched her tiny fists as if they could save her treasures. We grew older, but the instinct is not much different. We clutch our seashells, bank accounts, comfort, reputation, thinking if we just hold on tighter, we will be safe. But in Luke 16, 19 to 31, Jesus warns that closed fists can cost us eternity. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus is not a moral fable about charity points. It is a piercing revelation of how wealth can warp our vision until we no longer see the human beings at our gates. The rich man lives wrapped in purple robes and daily feasts, while Lazarus, whose very name means God has helped, lies starving and covered in sores just outside his door. The tragedy is not just that the rich man had wealth, but that he had walls. His heart had calcified until he could step over suffering without flinching. And then the great reversal comes. Death strips away titles, balances, and gates. Lazarus is carried to Abraham's side, while the rich man finds himself in torment, begging for the mercy he never offered. The shocking detail is the chasm fixed between them, a chasm not carved at death, but dug in life. It is the distance that rich man spent years building with every overlooked cry, every withheld crumb. Even in Hades, he does not see Lazarus as an equal. He asks Abraham to send him like a servant. But Abraham will not. Those who refuse compassion when it is possible will not find it when it is too late. Abraham's words to him echo to us. They have Moses and the prophets. If they do not listen, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. It is a haunting irony because someone has risen from the dead and still we cling to our seashells. This story is not anti-wealth. It is anti-indifference, anti-rights. The kingdom Jesus announced is not about God snatching people away from earth to heaven, but about God bringing heaven's life down to earth through people who bear his generous love. Jesus Christ reframes wealth as responsibility, not security. Being rich toward God is not stored in vaults, but in mercy, seeing Lazarus, naming him, feeding him, and welcoming him. So what does this mean for us today? It means our security is not in what we clutch, but in whom we embrace. It means tearing down the gates we have built between ourselves and the suffering around us. It means using whatever we hold, wealth, time, skills, not to insulate ourselves, but to lift others. The kingdom's economy runs on open hands. There are two questions for reflection. One, who is the Lazarus at my gate that I have learned to step over? Two, in what ways am I using what I have been given to build walls instead of bridges? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Identify someone overlooked in your daily orbit, a cleaner, refugee, neighbor in need. Meet them with eye contact, conversation, and generosity. Share a meal, offer help, or simply listen. Let your abundance become their comfort. God of the poor and Lord of all, break open our clenched fists. Forgive us for seeking safety in what will not last, and for passing by those made in your image. Give us the eyes of Jesus to see Lazarus at our gates, the courage to cross every chasm with compassion, and the joy of storing treasure in heaven by giving love on earth. Make our hands open and our hearts reach toward you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.